Happy Sabbath. Please use a moment of your time now. I'd like you to look to your right and then look to your left and reflect on the new family members that you have met at this feast. And of course, those family members that you have known and met again at this feast. Give thanks for the quality time you have been given to share in God's ways, to share in God's ways. Today, I would like you all to allow me in reviewing some thoughts that I have shared in the past with my family members of the Church of God in Indianapolis, Indiana. As I review these thoughts, I want you to think. Balancing your life on the last great day. We have participated in the Feast of Trumpets, Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and now the last great day. We are all at the end of the fall holy days. I would like to tell you all a story that was triggered by a book that I read by Mike Krzyzewski. The Duke University head basketball coach, the most winning coach in college basketball in the USA. In 2008, Coach K, as he's known as, was the head of the USA 2008 Olympic basketball team that won the gold medal in Beijing, China. One of the major questions that was asked to Coach K was, how did you build a world-class team of that caliber? He answered, time together, quality time. Time together, quality time. Leaders are responsible for the quality of time shared together with pressure-filled moments that can build character. And you do not know till that moment occurs. Coach K's thoughts were these. Trust the relationship. Call a play and let them play. We must recognize a whole is greater than its parts, and each part is critical to the whole. When reviewing this thought, I thought God can use anyone he chooses to bring a point home to us. There is one key area that I would like to bring home to you and myself. Balancing your life on the last great day. God selects his called out ones and develops them into a family, the God family, from around the world, as we all are, around the world. God's family does not instantaneously come together. They are developed as one with quality time. How? By sharing that time together. Being focused on God's law. We must recall a whole is greater than its parts, and each part is critical to the whole. We are given time to devote to our responsibilities. We must make time. There is no time for excuses. God has given us an ultimate goal, a purpose would be a better way or a better term. Sharing eternity together as part of the God Holy Family. We must think and act with a purpose in our heart and in our mind and in our spirit, always trusting. How do we develop that trust? By developing the spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental state in our lives, no matter what age you may be. Today, let us together, address our mental state. This area is so extremely sensitive to our relationship with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and to ourselves. I wanted to review it in a simple, straightforward manner so we can overcome together. Let me state a simple fact that I researched on the internet. There is over 2 million videos, 20 million books, 62 million audios about the subject of mental state. This is a subject that we all need to address at this time. Now, why? This is the world's ways are confused, perplexed, baffled by what is the truth, God's truth. A number of months ago, I was speaking to the brethren, and I used a prop of a bell. I would ring the bell and trigger a thought to the brethren, and I would stop and state, "Think, think." Each time I rang that bell again, I would stop, state, think. I rang that bell 3 times, as Peter was told, as the cock crows 3 times, you would deny Jesus Christ. Think, family, where is your trust? I stated, as everything changes around us physically, your friends, your environment, your tools, etc., it has a direct relationship with our mental state of joy, of hope, and of love. But it all begins first in your mind. Your mental state, one of the greatest testing grounds for all of us. As I ask us all 3 times, back then and now, to think. Our Father who made you through Jesus Christ loves you passionately. He created you in His image to love your generations like no other one in the universe has ever loved each and every one of you. His plans for your future would astonish you. You can anticipate them with great expectations. To think, you will find courage, confidence, acceptance, and an unimaginable strength that equips you to handle life in God's word. As we think, where is our mental state? Balancing your life on the last great day. Allow me again to keep it simple. The fall holy days teach us that we have been called to reject lawlessness and to repent of sin. We are to live by every word of God and according to the teachings of Jesus Christ, as we know it states in Matthew 4:4. During these fall holy days, sin symbolizes, as we know, the transgression of the law. And as such, we must think each day of our mental state. Sin, the stressors of this world, we can overcome by focusing our minds on owning God's word each day. Yes, I am weak, brethren, and I must battle sin every day, as we all do. But by living each day together as God's family, we picture living a life of sincerity and truth, free from sin in the world tomorrow. Let us understand this battle in our mind more clearly. After reading Matthew 4:4, as it states, it is written that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. What happens next in Scripture? Well, let's see. Did the devil just stop tempting Jesus Christ? No. He went at his mental state again. Let us read it together if you would like to join me. And that's in Matthew 4, 5, and 6. Matthew 4, 5, and 6. And it states, "Then the devil took him to the holy city, to the highest point on the temple, and said, 'If you are the Son of God, jump off.'" What do I mean? The devil will not stop, and he will not stop until Jesus Christ returns and the devil and his demons are tossed into the lake of fire for 1,000 years. Literally, some days I just state in my prayers, "Father, help my faith, my belief, my trust. For I'm weak. I'm weak. I cannot bear these trials. Strengthen my mind by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's name." How? By time together. Quality time. Quality time with God the Father. Quality time with my older brother Jesus Christ. Quality time with God's children together. We have to give of ourselves to God in our mind, our mental state, and God will answer us. Jesus Christ was and is focused. He shares every second of quality time with the Father. Remember, we must recall the whole is greater than its parts, and each part is critical to the whole. Let us go back and read what wonderful thoughts God's words are given to us, but allow me to repeat it myself. We must recall the whole of God's family is greater than its parts, and each part of God's family is critical to the whole. Jesus Christ is the truth. He gave himself for the whole. Let us move to John. John 8, 31 and 32. Jesus said to the people who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8:32. Allow me to reflect it in a different manner. It is not enough to receive God's truth. We must retain it, walk in it. And it is only when we receive the truth, love it, keep it, walk in it, and we must own it. Own it. And when placed in our mind, day or night, that we are genuinely of God, how can this exist? Let us read together John 14, 15 and 16. Many of us know this by heart. "If you love me, keep my commandments," he told them, "and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper." The Holy Spirit is to help and nurture us, that he may abide with you forever, forever. We develop in our mental state and are tested so that you are developing godly character spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally. By the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's name, balancing your life, on the last great day. Our mental state of our mind is extremely sensitive battlefield for God's adversary. He knows this, and he will wage war against you. It doesn't matter your age. A young teenager, a young adult, middle age, old. Do you know what's in your baby's mind? Any age. Each day, he will battle you. As we review different scriptures, we can reduce our mental stressors by placing God's word in our thoughts, as in Joshua 1:5. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. We can balance our life by being a part of God's family and living physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally with God and God's word on our mind. Mentally, our mental state, 24/7 with God's word. Let us all make it a point to balance our life on the last great day, to carry us each day as God's family, together, together, with God's perfect truth, Jesus Christ, together. Shabbat Shalom.